wait for the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. You will look on when the wicked are cut off. I have seen a wicked, ruthless man spreading himself like a green laurel tree. But he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Though I sought him, he could not be found. Mark the blameless, and behold the upright, for there is a future for the man of peace. But transgressors shall be altogether destroyed. The future of the wicked shall be cut off. The salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. The words of Psalm 37, verses 34 through 40. An exhortation to you to watch and see how the world has gone awry, how men and women build themselves up, lift up unto themselves towers and grand structures of life, statues, kingdoms, hopes, dreams, prophecies made of sand, so that they spread like a tree, or so it seems, but only for a time. And then soon enough the rot sets in, and they find themselves where we all will find ourselves one day, lying on that sick bed, preparing to bid goodbye to this body and life. And once that happens, once you're in the ground, doesn't matter what you want, what you think, that person's gone. You can look for them as hard and far and long and wide as you want. They are gone. The wicked are cut off by the grave, and that means you and me too. But the hope of the righteous is beyond the grave. The hope of the blameless is in the blameless one. It's not about you achieving blamelessness for yourself, but knowing that in Jesus you have refuge, that in Jesus you are saved from your own wickedness, that in Jesus your wickedness has been cut off from God, so that the salvation of you, now righteous by faith in Jesus alone, may count God your stronghold in every time of trouble, and may look out on the boastful, growing, seemingly so successful, mammon-driven chaos of this age, and know that it is but a passing dream, but that you and yours, baptized into Christ, shall inherit a real land, no shadow land like this, a real land with milk and honey, lion and lamb, friends only, a paradise restored because of who Jesus is, because of what Jesus has done for you, because of what Jesus is coming again to do, to bring you his time. On Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.